Locker room chats continuing here tonight on a KNZA 103.9 FM. Brandon Tedman with you. Now time to talk Royal Valley. We got David Boucher, the head coach, with us. As hard to believe, we're already 25% the way through the regular season. We'll kind of dive more into that and his thoughts on the most recent game against Nemaha Central. But it is brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Practice. Again, David Boucher joining us. Coach, two games in. Of course, there's only eight in the regular season. Hard to believe. And, you know, we talked a little bit off air about how many practices you've already gone through and how many you got left. But, yes, boy, it just certainly goes by fast, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. If you don't value every day and every moment of every day, it's going to go so fast you won't even know what happened.
Well, let's talk about the game, you know, last week against Nemaha Central. There's a reason why they're the number one team, the defending state champs. Thunder get a big win. You know, just what were a few key takeaways from that game? What'd you see? And obviously a tough go against a really good Thunder team.
You know, I mean, they're a highly talented, well-coached team. But, you know, if we get to go back and watch film, and I know it felt like the worst thing you could possibly go through at the time, but when you go back and watch the film, and I think we knew this a little bit in real time, we took a step and we got a little bit better than we were first week. But your opponent is just a really high quality opponent, so it doesn't make anybody in the stands or anybody in the community feel that way at the time. But our angles were better, our effort was better. We went from a 62% effort grade to a 70% or 68% effort grade on defense. And so our efforts was better. We tackled well, at least as well as we can against a really high quality opponent. I thought we hit well and gang tackled well and we're doing the things. We just didn't do it consistently enough, to make a big impact on that game.
Well, and you mentioned, you know, if the wins aren't there, you're at least seeing some strides from week to week. And you know, two games in, eight in the regular season, we're a quarter of the way through already. What's kind of the assessment through two games, and what have you seen with this team, you know, kind of in the preparations this week, how things have looked, maybe compared to that first prep week, you know, going into that week one game against Hiawatha?
You know, first things is our kids are practicing really hard. Our JV's giving us a good look, and they continue to grow. You know, we have our freshman team's got another game against Nemaha Central on Thursday, and we'll see an opportunity for them to grow from week one to week two. So everybody on Thursday, everybody's going to have at least two games at every level of our program. Kids are still getting after it, still having fun, and growing every day. So that's good. We got to get healthy. We can't have this many offensive linemen out, and we're going to get some of those guys back, we think. But you can't have 60% of your starting lineup out, you know, and think you're going to be successful. So we're getting there. And I think, again, I don't know if we're going to get at least one of those guys back this week, and a couple of those guys back, probably two guys back, by Friday. And then, over time, hopefully get everybody back. But we got to get healthy in order to really put the product on the field that we know we're capable of doing.
Royal Valley head football coach David Boucher joining us here. We'll step aside for a timeout. We'll come back, talk about the matchup this week. It's week three, Friday at Riverside, and we'll talk about that in a moment here on KNZA. We continue our conversation with Royal Valley head football coach, that is David Boucher, presented by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Practice. Brandon Tedman with you, getting set for week three on Friday night. Panthers go on the road for the first time here in 2023 to take on Riverside. Coach, you look at this Riverside team. They're off to a 1-1 start. Lost to Perry last week, 20-6, but they beat Jeff West in their first game, 13-6. What do you see from this team? What stands out about the Cyclones?
They're a well-coached team, and I've said that since he's taken over. Coach Patton has done a great job with that team. You know, like I can remember 5 years ago, Nemaha Central won the state championship and they beat Riverside in the playoffs and Riverside, two of Riverside's losses were to Nemaha Central. And it was a 2-3 touchdown game. I mean, he's done a great job with that culture and with his kids. They play hard. They don't quit as what you just described. And those scores are real close, both win and in a loss, just real close scores. And you watch the game film against Perry and they're even closer than that 20-6 score. They're big. Their backs are big. They run well. They have really good vision and balance. And their quarterback's 2-year starter, and it looks like he's put on some weight, good weight, and is playing well for them. And then They got a, I think, 4-year starter, or at least a 3.5-year starter in the Davis kid, and a wide receiver, and he's the, kind of their possession guy, their jet guy, does a lot of good things for him, and then they got a deep threat who plays a really good safety as well, and so they're a complete team. They have some really nice pieces, and I think they'll make some noise in 2A.
Yeah, they were tied with Perry last week, 6-6 at halftime, but Cause able to outscore Riverside 14-0 in the second half to get the win. You mentioned Ryder Davis, very good athlete. Beckham Griffin, their quarterback. You know, they haven't been able to have much success in the pass game. The yardage really hasn't been there because they've played some low-scoring games, so the defense has been good. You know, fortunate for you guys, you only have to deal with one of the Duncan kids now. Of course, the brothers were there the last couple of years. Now it's just Percy, but, you know, 15 carries, 56 yards. He's still a handful, still one of the better players in the league.
Yeah, for sure. And then the sophomore, Elijah, I mean, he's just as talented and does some really nice things for them as well. Todrick's gone, so you don't have to, you know, Bruiser, a linebacker, and that he was a great tackle for him. I was watching last year's film just the other day. I mean, just, you know, I think that was so impressive. They do a great job, and Riverside's on the up. I mean, they're growing, they're getting better. Their eighth grade team is really good. And their freshmen and sophomores, there was a time, it was 2 years ago, they only had 16 or 17 kids out for football. They're going to be close to 40, 45 kids in a year. And so they're doing great things over there.
Well, we usually talk keys every week. They seem to be pretty similar each and every week. So I guess we'll go more in this direction as far as expectations for what you want to see from your team on Friday at Riverside.
I just want to see us compete. I want to see us grow together, play fast, play physical, but also have fun and stay together when they're battling out there. We want to get to the football. We want to sprint to the ball. We want to sprint to celebrate. We want to sprint to execute our job on offense. And we want to just everywhere we go, when we get inside those white lines, we want to sprint. So we want to work hard together. And we just want to be beacon of hope for this community. It's such a great community, in our Royal Valley Panther community. And we want to represent the hardworking nature and the positive energy of this community on the football field and have people take pride in what we do in this program and continue to grow and just lay another brick in the foundation of our program.
Great stuff as always. Royal Valley head football coach David Boucher joining us as the Panthers get set for a road trip to Riverside for their Week 3 matchup on Friday night. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck Friday. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Brandon.